wide receiver Jeremy Maclin has agreed to reunite with...
Chiefs trade for two-time Pro Bowl guard Ben Grubbs. First of all...
They also signed a handful of their own free agents, inside linebacker Josh Malga.
Ron Parker signed to a long-term deal over the...
They signed Oakland safety Tyvon Branch, Arizona offensive lineman Paul Tanaka, and they also...
Chris, there's a lot of excitement around here. You were a part of two teams that got to the NFC Championship game with the Chicago Bears. Were there any similarities, or what similarities are there between what's going on here now and what you went through in Chicago?
Very similar in a lot of ways in terms of the way we're building the team. I mean, we're coming in here, Coach Reed and John both have a philosophy of building the teams up front, making sure you're strong up front, and which we're in the process of doing. Both teams in Chicago that went to NFC Championship games and one that ultimately went to the Super Bowl, where both teams were very good up front and also very good defensively. Since we've been here the last 2 years, been one of the top defenses in the league.
Paul eats him up! Beats him at the 19-yard line! Don Turner!
You always lose guys, you gain guys, you want to keep the guys you want to keep. Where's this team at with the comings and the goings of free agency?
You never get to keep everyone you want to keep just because of the salary cap and the way things work out. So losing Rodney, great teammate, great player, happy for him. But we had a young guy in the wings in Kush who we think's got a bright future.
Let's go! Let's go!
Being able to keep our own guys, Ron Parker, Josh Mwaga, I thought those were big signings and able to keep them on our team. And then going out and getting Jeremy Maclin, you know, a big play wide out that can create explosive plays. And what was so unique about Jeremy is being able to get a guy that our coaching staff knew and is able to plug him right in. And that's rare in free agency. And then also being able to add the two offensive linemen, Grubbs and Faneca, are big additions to our team.
One thing is to talk about free agency. Now, the importance of building through the draft based on your experience. And then let's talk about this draft in specific.
John's philosophy and coach's philosophy has always been we're going to take the best player available. We just think for the long-term future of the organization and for the team, you want to take guys that are going to be on your team for their, you know, for their contracts. And how you do that, when you start reaching up and taking needs, you end up passing good players. So we're always going to try to do the best we can and take the best player how we have them ranked. And I think every draft has good players. Everybody talks about draft depth and at this position, there's enough colleges in this country. There's enough good players. We're going to get our fair share.
He's throwing long. He's got Wilson. Near side. Down to the Raider 29-yard line.
A huge part of success in this league is finding the non-drafted college player. You and I are both excited about Albert Wilson.
Yep.
And what he can potentially do for this
team. Absolutely.
Let's go into that dynamic in and of itself, because we get so fired up about the drafts, we have mock drafts, we look at the first day, second day, and then it's the wild free-for-all to find the Albert Wilsons of the world. What goes into that?
We evaluate everybody. When we meet in February, we cut the list back, and then we're evaluating every player, whether it's a first pick of the draft and whether he's an undrafted free agent. And the great thing about this league and the great thing about our coaching staff is it doesn't matter where you come from. It matters how you perform. And if you perform well in practice and you perform well all the way through OTAs, the training camp, the preseason, we want to put the best 11 on the field. So it didn't matter where you come from. Both years we've been pretty active finding guys by just studying the tape. I mean, we look and we study the tape and we study every prospect. We're trying not to let anybody slip through the cracks.